This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Go on to YouTube and go to 92.3 The Fan and hit subscribe so that every day we are live streaming the morning show. We are live streaming the afternoon show Monday through Friday. They'll be live streamed today. And then starting next week, Spence.
I was going to ask, is this happening?
Spence, we are making a terrible mistake at this station.
Is it happening?
We're putting Baskin and Phelps onto YouTube.
Wow.
We're putting it on YouTube. They're going to be in Technicolor. It's not going to be black and white to shock everybody
honestly,
out there.
I'm surprised Jeff didn't push for black and white. I could see him. I don't mean that as an old joke because like, oh, he's so old. He used to watch. I just mean like Jeff strikes me as the kind of person who's like, hey, I enjoy a black and white movie every now and then. I want our show in black and white.
Dude, at the rightful age of 37, the amount of nights that I have flipped on Turner Classic Movies and have gone, oh, wow, this is pretty good. It is like concerning.
I'm a big It's a Wonderful Life guy, so I can dabble in a black and white movie every now and then.
I'm sitting there giggling along watching Pocketful of Miracles with my mom on Christmas Day. Like that's it is hit that point now where the best things that I'm finding on TV that are not sports are coming off of Turner Classic Movies. Like it's just I am so old and concerned for myself. like we're getting borderline near intervention territory. Where I'm sitting there going, ooh, North by Northwest.
You know, it's funny. Mackenzie was here yesterday when I was hosting the morning show with Jake. And we were talking about did you see that they're changing like the parking restrictions and stuff downtown and all that?
Yeah. It stinks.
It is. It's very stupid. We don't have to talk about it right this second.
Hey,
but
let's have people come downtown and pay money.
And pay a lot more money. But Mackenzie made a joke because she was like, she was like really annoyed by it. She was like, I might send an email, which I know makes me like sound like an old head who's like mad. And as you're talking about like watching black and white movies, I'm thinking like once you hit like 25, everything after that just becomes like you're becoming more and more of an old head. Like you get annoyed with things more.
Right.
You're more willing to like voice your displeasure with like a business that did something wrong to you or a city who's changing their parking restrictions. Like
right.
All those things. Once you hit 25, you're strictly on a trajectory towards old
all
head.
Of a sudden,
that's it.
You're just grumpy.
That's it.
Just perpetually.
You just become
grumpy.
Yes, exactly.
I'm turning into a Karen. Some would say. Not quite that bad. No.
I was gonna say I don't know if I'd call you a Karen.
Is the female version of old head a Karen? Is that what this is?
I would say so. Somebody who's like grumpy and always complaining and has a problem with everything. Yeah.
But I can't see you demanding for a manager. Like, I don't know if
this is different, though. This has to do with my...
Can I speak to a manager?
My money that I'm paying every day to park. It's ridiculous. They posted something on Instagram. Somebody did. I think it was, like, the Cleveland... Some page on Instagram that starts with Cleveland. But, I mean, the comments... Everyone is so mad about the parking thing, so it made me feel a little...
You're not alone.
Less of a girl.
You're not alone. I mean, I'm mad about this, too. You know what's that clip that the morning show uses of Mayor Bibb where he's like, and we are just... getting started. Is that what this is? Like, this is all part of the grand plan? Hey, the Browns are leaving. So you know what we're going to do? We are going to raise the amount to pay to park so that we can fund all these other things that we wanted to do, but we can't do. And I'm sure that money won't actually go anywhere where they say it's going to go.
Right.
It doesn't make sense because you're dying to get people to come downtown and spend their days and have dinner and do all of that stuff. So why wouldn't you want to make it easier for them to come downtown and find a place
to park? This is exactly what Jake and I talked about yesterday because we said, like, if you're trying to encourage people to come downtown, especially knowing that the Browns are leaving in 4 years, 3 years, whatever, don't you want to make that easier for them? Because if you give them the option of like, all right, I can go downtown and go get dinner at this nice restaurant, but also have to pay because apparently like the prices are going to change if there's like events now. The meters are going to be more expensive.
Oh, really?
So it's going to like match what parking garages are and stuff. So that's the thing. Like if somebody's thinking about like, do I want to go downtown to this thing or go to dinner at this thing and also pay out the ass to park, or I can just go like down the street into my local suburb and go to the sports bar with my boys that I always go to, they're going to choose the other option because they can park there for free.
It's also in Ohio City. It's not going to be just downtown. I haven't heard word on Lakewood or not, but all I'm going to say, it's going to be cheaper for me to Uber from my apartment to work than it would be for me to park on the road.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I think we have to get Mayor Bibb on the phone.
Yeah. This whole thing's silly. Like, it's just silly to me. I'm sorry. This is the $10 that you're going to get from doing this is just not worth it. Like, I'll tell you one thing. It is going to force probably a lot of people to go take public transportation and walk more, which, hey, maybe that's
what they want.
That's the benefit. You know, everybody's going to use the Rapid more. Cool.
I mean, I'm bummed about it because, like I said yesterday, as a part-time employee of this station, I thrive on the
meter. I'm clipping this whole conversation and sending it to them.
Is this going
to
be part of your email?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, this is what you're going to get from the 92.3 The Fan crew every day until this is overturned.
It's going to be
that you use a different name. I don't want them taking my car just for random things.
You're going to toad.
Spencer's going to do this on the weekend, and it's just going to all of a sudden hit where he's going to be like, Mackenzie, take the letter.
Dan, what'd you call Spencer this morning?
I don't know. What did I call you this morning?
I don't know.
Because I was like, who's in for Spencer?
Oh, I joke around and call you Spencer Herman.
I was like, who's that?
That's why off of.
That's his code name.
That's why.
That's Herman.
I jokingly referred to you as that this morning.
It's fine.
I figured you would be. It was not meant malice in any way, shape, or form.
No,
listen.
You just want to add a little spice to it.
I am used to my name being like manipulated for different languages or like people trying to like ask like, why wasn't it Spencer French? Oh, that's a good one. You got me. Haven't heard that since I was 5 years old.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Go kick rocks. Well, I mean, you want to trade, you could have my last name that nobody can spell, or I know a telemarketer immediately because they go, click.
I'm going to be honest. When I first started here,
own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I heard people say your name so fast. I thought it was Medigan. Like I thought it had a D in there, but it's N's. It's Medigan. It's completely different.
There are four N's in the bad boy.
So I'm sure for a while I was saying your name wrong when I was doing updates. But hey,
you could have.
Look how far we made it. Now we're hosting a show.
Now we're hosting together, and we're both mispronouncing each other's names out of spite. Beautiful. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. At Spencito underscore on Twitter as well if you want to get a hold of Spencer. Kevin Savansky coming up at 12:35. Tim May, the Tim May Show with Clay Hall, his podcast. He will join us at high noon along the way. But before we get there, we're just trying to figure out which direction this team is going to go, which I feel like has been the odyssey that we've all been on for the last 25 years. But off of the morning reports and then, you know, the idea of, hey, maybe a defensive-minded head coach is the direction that you want to go. Maybe we could go, you know, all these different reasons. Or if anything, I partially wonder, Spencer, that everybody walks out bitter. And by that I mean they walk out on Monday and they just go, everybody's safe. We're running it back. Because we looked around at the coaching landscape. We didn't really like many of the people who were out there. Whoever we bring in, we would like to get them closer to a clean slate. We would like to get Deshaun Watson off of the books. And in that way, this job looks more appealing.
So,
do you think this is an appealing job?
So hold on. What you just said actually perked my interest a little bit because there is like a path forward where you say, as you talk about making the job more attractive, it sounds like the team isn't going to be willing to move on from Deshaun until next year because of the dead money that comes with it. Now, you could theoretically try to eat it. It would just be such a cumbersome thing. It would make it hard to function this year. A new regime may just say, hey, we don't really care about that. You know, we have time. We'll just eat it this year and so that he's not here, whatever. But if you wanted to make the job even feel more attractive, you could theoretically say, hey, listen, we're going to keep these guys around for next year and just know it's going to be sort of another mulligan year. And maybe they shock us and prove themselves worthy of sticking around longer. But if they don't, then we sort of get our reset next year. Now, I'm not advocating for that because you can't play that game when you have veteran roster and like guys like Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward in the prime of their careers and fans aren't going to buy into that. Like, you can't do it that way. But I almost wonder if like that's kind of like a background thought for this franchise. It's like maybe next year's the year to actually make these changes. But also, Dan, here's the other thing. Like, this could all change as we talk about coaching candidates and, you know, not having the sexy names on the candidate list right now that people maybe want or that perk your interest. Like, whatever happens in that Steelers-Ravens game, that could change things, like, this landscape immensely. Because
you think that's the case? You think it's winner, yes. Winner stays,
well,
loser goes?
I don't know if it's that black and white. Like, I don't know if that's how the teams are approaching it. Because we know that Mike Tomlin is highly regarded by the Rooneys, and they don't just make those decisions lightly.
Right.
So I think Mike Tomlin probably isn't getting fired regardless. But there has been a lot of smoke around John Harbaugh, getting let go this season. And if they fall short of a year where they were considered Super Bowl favorites, I could see maybe that happening. And like, if one of those names enters this list, all of a sudden it's a mad dash for who can get that guy in the building first and try to hire him. So I do think that changes the landscape a little bit. I honestly think, though, like, I'm approaching Sunday. I understand, you know, Jimmy Fowler saying it's still 50-50. We even said, like, Monday, anything could happen. All bets are off because Jimmy has him such a...
not getting much of a feel. Yeah, right, yeah.
Because Jimmy has him such a wild card. We don't know yet. But I've kind of going into Sunday feeling like I'm assuming Kevin Stefanski is probably getting fired. And I think the biggest question becomes, like, is Andrew Berry joining him or is Andrew Berry still going to be here? Is this draft class enough for him to at least still be part of this? And then you're talking about another different situation entirely. We're just sitting here talking about coaching candidates. Now you're talking about, like, pairing the right people together
right.
to sort of put this organization in the right direction. And that's the other thing to think about, too. I keep bringing up timelines on, like, any platform I talk on at this point. But, like, if you only fire one and it's Kevin... and then you hire a new coach, doesn't that just set you up to fire the GM next year? That's exactly what happened with the Titans.
Yep.
Like, so I don't know how any of these things kind of, you know, intertwine or intersect in future years, but these are all the things that are kind of running through my head as I think about what has to happen here. And it's a big reason why I'm like, if it is Kevin getting fired, I think you have to just do both.
So I'd can them both.
Yeah.
I 100% would can them both. And the reason that I say it that way is because... if Kevin Stefanski and what has been done on the field is not what you want, it's Daryl said it so beautifully. If you don't like the meal that's being prepared, you should not only fire the chef, but fire the guy who's buying the groceries. It's a really smart way to put it.
That's why Daryl's one of the best in the
because
business.
He's 100% right. Because the Jerry Jeudy contract is inexcusable. It was the trade made sense. The contract was inexcusable the minute that ink hit paper. That contract, he was not the when they signed him, he became the 22nd highest paid receiver in football. Jerry Jeudy has never been called the 22nd highest paid receiver in football at any given point.
I probably called him that this past offseason, and he failed me, unfortunately. He let
Are you
me
a
down.
Jerry Jeudy guy?
I really thought last year was like the step forward. Like, okay. Hey, clean slate. He's got it figured out. He's playing well. He can be that number one guy potentially, and he took a massive step back this year, and I've had to eat those words. So
yeah.
Not the first time I've had to do it. It's fine.
Oh, we will all be wrong many a times. We have to run our mouths for 4 hours at any given point. We're going to be wrong about some stuff. But like, there are so many things in there when it comes to Andrew Berry. The flopped draft picks. I mean, you can even point to the Jedrick Wills pick if you really want to go far back.
That's his first round pick that he made.
You know, when you're sitting there, I remember we were kicking it around. Is it Jed Wills? Is it Tristan Wirfs? Andrew Thomas? Or Mekhi Becton? Two of those guys flopped. Two of those guys were great. You picked one of them that flopped. Yeah. Sorry. It's just the way that some of this stuff goes. You could go down the line of the wide receivers. Anthony Schwartz couldn't catch to save his soul. You know, we could say Cedric Tillman. I like Cedric Tillman. Can't stay on the field. You know, which, hey, not Andrew Berry's fault, but it's just the truth of the situation. David Bell has retired. Like, there's a lot of things in between there. You could point to taking a running back instead of addressing the offensive line with the Dylan Sampson pick. I don't think a fourth-round pick was going to save you, but nonetheless, fine. I agree completely with that idea. If I'm getting rid of them, I'm getting rid of both of them. And I want to bring in another group. I think the idea of having two guys that are somewhat connected, at least mentally, to where they'll have discussions. They may not agree on every single thing, but there's a consensus between your head coach and your general manager is a must. I don't think this old idea of here's your players, go coach them. I don't think that idea works anymore.
No, and I think the best teams have that alignment. I mean, you know, I was there in Buffalo when Sean McDermott got hired, and then several months later he brought in Brandon Bean, and they've been aligned ever since.
Exactly.
That is just the way teams are operating these days, so I think that has to be the way you go about
it. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Same thing.
It all makes a level of sense. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. Would you fire both Barry and Stefanski, or would you only move on from one of them? Again, if it's me, I can't just scream at the chef for the fact that the food tastes terrible when the groceries are expired to begin with. Dan Madigan, Spencer German, 92.3 The Fan.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.